We're doing in Yaakov. We're up to page Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Says 34 on the top right. We're holding the fifth line from the top. Over the transgression of Inuy Adin. That's when the judges know what they're going to rule, and they withhold their ruling. That's called Inuy Adin. That's prohibited. You're not allowed to pain a person unnecessarily. The judges, once they know what they're going to rule, they have to give their ruling. It blows my mind. Sometimes we read about court cases in the United States where the court's going to rule on this in 3 months. What are you waiting 3 months for? Very often the court's had its decision, but they'll only give it down in a month or two or three. Why? We have a prohibition against it. You're not allowed to do inui adin. Cause unnecessary pain to people who are in the middle of a court case. As soon as possible, the court has to render its opinion. So over the transgression of Inui Adin, that the court delays giving its ruling, and it's not for the sake of heaven, it's not because they're verifying something, it's because they don't care. That's Inui Adin, the Ivut Adin, or that the court rules improperly, and they're doing it on purpose. There's an obstruction of justice. The kilkuladin, or the court gives a ruling that's hasty, and so they make mistakes. So notice the two sides of the coin. It's either they know the answer and they don't care that people are waiting, or they purposely give the wrong answer, or they don't think it through, so they give the wrong answer. Uvitul Torah, or that people don't learn Torah, they waste time when they could be learning Torah. So these four transgressions bring about Cherev, war, Ubiza, Rabba, both war and looting become rampant. Videver uvatzoret ba, and there's pestilence, people or animals are dropping dead. And uvatzoret ba, and there's a drought. Uvneadam ochlim venam sveim, people eat and they're not satiated. Vochlim lachman bemishkal, and they're very careful to weigh how much bread they're going to eat because there's such a shortage. Tichtiv, as the verse says, ve'eviti alechem cherev nokemet nekam brit. God warns of a sword that will avenge the covenant. Vichtiv b'shivri lachem te'lechem v'afu esar nashim, and the pasuk warns that when there'll be a shortage of bread, 10 women will bake their bread together in one oven. Then brit la Torah, and that warning of avenging the covenant is a reference to Torah, as it says, im lo briti yomam v'layla, my covenant is the thing you're supposed to be doing day and night, and that's learning Torah. V'chtiv, and the verse describes, why is there such destruction? Yan uviyan v'mishpatay ma'asu, because people are disgusted with the justice of the Torah. And if they don't fulfill the justice of the Torah, so that's what brings about the discussion that was mentioned earlier. So we saw the warning about obstruction of justice, delaying justice, being hasty and then erring in justice. And finally, the root of it all is not learning Torah. If a person learns Torah, so that's the light that brings him to the right behavior. Now, this is a very important point. This is one of the reasons why we try to insist that guys attend night seder. Because after you get married, after you're working, when are you going to have time to learn? So some people learn during their lunch break, and some people learn during their commute. But most people, if they're going to learn, it's because they attend the Daf Yomi Shir at night, it's because they have a Chavrusa at night. The night times are the times we have to get used to learning, because that's the time that the average person has to learn when they're married, when they have a job. And learning Torah is what ends up guiding our lives. And a person says, I learned Machon Meir, I did my time, right? It doesn't work that way. Learning Torah is an ongoing thing. The more you learn, so then the more your life is affected, your family, your values, your personality. Machon Meir is the basis off of which you have to grow. But learning Torah, the justice system is different. Our attitude is different. Torah gives us direction. Davon Shvuat Shav. And by the way, someone asked here earlier, what about women's education? So you should know, your wives also need to learn Torah. if they're open to it, if they're interested in it, then it's worth taking the time out and babysitting the kids and ensuring that she can go out, if it's once a week or once a month, to whatever classes she enjoys. It's important. She also has to develop her spiritual life. Bavon shvuat shav, over the transgression of pointless vows. What is a shvuat shav? A person swears, last night it was as noisy as Madison Square Garden. No, it wasn't. It might have been noisy, but it wasn't that. So if he takes a vow over something that's obviously not true, I swear I waited for that train for 3 days. No, you didn't. That's what'd you take a vow for? That's called a shvuat shav. He swears over something that's obviously not true. You know, that woman was so tough with me, I swear she was a man. No, she wasn't. You know she wasn't. Now I'm giving you examples from the Talmud. You know, you guys think I'm being funny, but these are examples in the Talmud. Now, Madison Square Garden isn't. But about a man and a woman, that's an example of Talmud. So that's called shvuat shav. A vow that's false and obviously false. And then there's shvuat shikir. A person says, I swear that yesterday I got up at 6 o'clock to go daven. He didn't. He got up at 6:30. A person says, I swear I ate 3 meals today and I'm still ravenous. He didn't eat 3 meals. He ate 2 meals today. So he takes a vow over something that's not an obvious lie, and he's trying to convince people of something, and that's a shvuat sheker. That's a vow which could be true, but he's lying.
Exaggeration.
You're saying sometimes it could be an exaggeration, but shvuat sheker means I'm swearing over something that's not obviously false. But in this case, it is false. I swear I will eat dinner tonight. No, you. And if he doesn't, then that's a shvuat sheker. If he promises he ate dinner last night and he didn't, that's shvuat sheker. That's not an obvious lie. So today what did we learn so far? We learned about the importance of maintaining justice. We learned about the importance of giving a ruling on time. We learned about the importance of learning Torah, which supports all of the above and also supports ourselves in maintaining a Torah lifestyle. It is the critical ingredient. And now we started learning about the different types of vows that were prohibited from making. The first one was Shvuat Shav, and now Shvuat Sheker. And now we're out of time. To be continued, Bezrat Hashem next week.